Well, there has been some additional light in your world, and we are happy to hear that. We are going to give you an alert now, because you are creators, all of you. And so when something good happens, the thing that comes to your mind is, and now what? Which is perfectly logical. But in the times we are in, we are going to ask you to celebrate the light. Stop. Because what comes next, quite frankly, we are taking charge of that. So you do not need to worry about it or to hurt your mind about it, but we do need you to celebrate the light when the light rises. And since it has recently, you have a bit more celebrating to do. Now, we mentioned to you before that the line between darkness and light has become so tense and fraught, and there's going to be a pop. But we want you to know that every time you celebrate the light, wherever you find it, wherever you can be it, you are helping to take away that tension. It is always helpful when you can celebrate the light without going to war with the dark, which is the human impulse. It is absolutely the human impulse. But to stay in the place of celebration for what is good, gratitude particularly plays in this, gratitude for what you have and for the things that have gone right, gratitude for all of that. That is the most helpful thing you can do beside holding the light, which is absolutely the most helpful thing that you can do. And this does not mean you do not know about the dark. You know about the dark. But it means that you are willing to focus and celebrate the light wherever you find it. Wherever you see it in the world around you, wherever you can find it in yourself. Now we should take a word to speak about celebration. What happens in celebration? What happens in celebration is that you awaken. You awaken the things in you that know joy and know love and know the beauty of holding for the right thing. They can wake up in celebration. And why is that so important? Because it is holding the light, not going to war with the dark. That is intensely, what would you say? It is tempting. Tempting. It is, we have this great day, and the temptation is to say, but look at all the dark. And we're going to ask you not to do that, but to place your heart and your energy and your mind in the light as it rises. And there are things about what just happened in your world, in the meetings all over the country, that are rather miraculous. Also, things did not happen that could have been destructive. And there was a little of it, but not much. Certainly not 5 million people's worth of destruction. So we would like you to spend a little time in holding up the light for everyone who joined the light. And stay there with it. Keep that energy alive. It does not mean you do not know about the dark. Some days we wish we did not know quite so much about the dark. But it means, in essence, even by going to those meetings, you were voting for the light. And that is an important thing, because that is what we want to rise. And there are some things, many things, that you may not even see that will fall away, because the dark is not gathering power. We believe you have a ruling by a court tomorrow, we believe that is correct, that will basically tell the dark that it does not have the right to do all the things it has decided to do. So then we want to celebrate that too. Wherever we can, we want to look for the celebration. It is, by the way, also good for your health, because you have had to do your own lives, feel all that you feel with your own lives, in addition, handle all that has been raining down on you from a very evil position. So the celebration is like a counter for that. Your body lightens, you smile, we get to put down perfection for a moment. Does everything that the light touches have to be perfect? No, it does not, but it does need to be light. So we want to hold that as much as we can. And we also want to be very aware of putting down fear, because you all know this, but we'll remind you that fear narrows you. It narrows your body and your energy, and there's only what is frightening to look at. And that takes over your body and your energy, and you're not helping yourself. It is not good for you, because even while all of this is happening, we want to be able to create. This is, ironically, a very powerful time for creating. So let's be sure that we hold the light while we are creating. You do not have to make a case for holding the light. You do not have to excuse it. You do not have to be perfect in order to celebrate the light. You only need to choose. I celebrate this because this is the light. And this is what is going to help us through a very significantly troubled time. So hold the lantern up. We know there's darkness, but darkness cannot really overtake light. Light will always overtake darkness. So there is the broad picture that we want you to think about. We want you to be aware of breathing. With all that is going on, breathing sometimes is the thing that gets lost. And breathing is the thing that your body craves. Breathing is light for your body. So every time you have a quiet moment or a moment where you are stopped, try 3 deep breaths and blow them out. And know that you are blowing out the fear that has probably caught in your body because of how much of it there is in the world. And when you are doing that, you're lightening your load. Does it mean that you control anything? No. Does it mean that you are in charge of everything? No. It simply means this is a good energy to be in. So as we are doing that, we also want to be very careful about who we share things with, because there are people who are as happy as you are about the light, and there are others who will be able to ignore the light or ignore the movement that is happening. You don't want to spend a lot of time with them. We can't change their view of the world, and we can't make them happy about things that are truly joyful. So we pray for them, we bless them, and we release them. And that is a thing to carry forward with us. During this particular time, all of you we know meditate. Open that crown a little wider, because we have gifts for you now. And you need to make a little bigger space to accept the gifts. and you will not know the nature of them for another, let us say, 6 weeks. But if you keep opening to the universe, you are going to be made rich in energy in ways that you have not thought of before. So simply be aware of the breathing and be aware of the opening. So we are going to take a few minutes and speak about this together in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. Find yourself on a road where the energy around you is golden, and feel how rich that energy is, and breathe it in and exhale fear. Now see in front of you that there is a clear oval energy, and it is an energy of protection. And allow yourself to step into it and be surrounded by it, but not in any way trapped by it, simply protected. And breathe in safety. And exhale fear. And feel the blue of peace all around you. And know that wherever you step, you are safe. You are protected. And find yourself in your heart center. And feel the light come up and light your heart center. And see the beauty that is here. And the comfort and the safety and the creativity, and feel all of that in your heart center. Go to a place where water runs and drink that water to refresh your spirit. And see a path lights, and it calls you, and you move forward to that illuminated path, and as soon as you step onto the path, the world falls away, so there is only you, and the path that moves you upward, so that everything becomes lighter and gentler and more loving, and the air is full of blessings, and you breathe them in, and feel the lightning, the moving upward, upward. Until you come to the place of jubilation, a place where you are allowed to be joyful and happy about the things in your life. And that energy supports everything you've done for yourself and every choice you've made that honors you and supports you and holds you in the light. And allow that jubilation to fill your body, because you have done very, very well. Now step back onto the path and feel how light you are and how the path is moving you upward again. And you are moved upward to the place where faith lives. And you walk into the energy of faith, which is the energy that trusts the universe and all that is to be creating the world as it needs to be created, whatever might be going on. And give your faith to this faith energy, so you no longer have to carry the burden of it, because it is not yours to fix. So you can know it is being fixed, but you do not carry the fixing. Onto the path again. Feel lighter still as the path moves you up to the place of the gift. Resting the mind, know the gift. And know that your teacher is here, watching you, waiting for you. And receive your teacher's blessing. And thank your teacher for all the care and guidance and love. And begin to walk back down the path, breathing in the blessing. Thank you. And when you're in your heart center once more, begin to breathe into your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.